Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Tuesday, December 1st, and it's December. Thank God there's only 1 month left in this horrible year. And I know it's not been horrible for everyone, but I think we can sort of generally say it's been a pretty rotten year. And I'll be very happy to kick 2020 to the side of the road and open ourselves up to the possibilities of 2021. But that said, there's a lot of things that we need to be thinking about before the end of the year. And we're going to have a lot of content that's around what you should be doing before the end of the year. This might jog some of the concerns that you have basically before December 31st, but also looking towards the January 1st, 2021, and what you should be doing differently in your financial life. So if you have a question, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And don't forget to tell us if you would like to join us on the program. That is what Mitchell did. Mitchell is on the line and he's in Oregon. Mitchell, welcome to Jill on Money. What can we do for you?
Hey, Jill. So I have a little bit of a quandary. So my wife and I are 37 years old and we're a little behind on our retirement, but we want to pay off our home.
Why do you want to do that?
We really see the benefit of paying off the home on a fast track. And
why?
Peace of mind.
Okay. Fair enough. I mean, look, there's an emotional aspect to this. Tell me, how much is the house worth?
House is worth $350 right now.
What is the remaining mortgage balance?
$162.
What's the interest rate on that mortgage?
You're going to hate me. 3.99.
Why would I hate you? You seem like such a nice man.
Cheap money, as you say.
It is cheap. You say you're behind on retirement. What have you got?
So total in all the accounts, $75K.
Well, tell me more. How much do you guys make together?
Together, let's ballpark at 150.
Why do you have only 75 grand? What have you been doing?
So from the years of 2016 to 18, we paused retirement for this program that we're on to throw every penny, extra penny we had towards the debt payoff, cars, you name it, loans of some sort, credit cards.
That's a really good reason. So that sounds great to me. So let's go from the sort of the house and you've got retirement assets. Do you have an emergency reserve fund? Do you have 6 to 12 months of living expenses that's stashed away?
We have between 6 and 9.
Okay. Do you feel like you guys are in comfortable, secure-ish, as secure as one could be amid this pandemic jobs?
I would say yes and no. If they may shut down my place within the next few weeks or maybe a month or so due to COVID. My wife, she's a nurse, so they're not going to stop admitting sick people to the hospital.
So you actually, you think you could have be at risk of being laid off or furloughed?
Possibly, because we did it back in between March and May, went back in June, but I was able to keep my pay and everything, so which was awesome.
So wait a minute, you shut down, meaning that you were still collecting income from March to May?
Exactly.
Do you mind me asking what is the type of business that you're in?
I'm a chef.
You're a chef? So you are at risk, obviously. Okay, so now let's back up a little bit. So you've paid off all this debt. The only debt outstanding now is the mortgage, right?
Correct.
Okay. And you work at a big enough organization where there's a retirement plan. There's a 401k, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Is there a matching component to the 401k?
Yes. So they give me 25 cents on the dollar up to the first 4%.
Okay. How much are you putting into the 401k right now?
I'm doing about 6.5% right now. No, 8.5%.
That's good. Your wife, she's a nurse. Does she have a 403b?
Correct.
What is her retirement contribution right now?
So they do 50 cents on the dollar up to the first 6%.
And what's she putting in?
Exactly 6% right
now. Okay, she's doing
6%. Yep.
So with you putting 8.5% away, she putting 6% away, How's the cash flow right now?
The cash flow, I would say, I guess the ballpark right now. So bringing home is approximately $9,000 and with an extra $2,500 to $3,000 a month left over. And that's why we decided to pay off the house with that extra money.
Okay. So I'm not a huge fan of this. I understand why you want to do it, but I do think that there could be some other ideas for you guys. First of all, I think that what I might want to do is just because I wouldn't mind you beefing up your emergency reserve fund right to that 12 months, you know, instead of 6 to 9 months, I'd have 12 months in there. So the first thing I'd do with your surplus cash flow is I'd get more liquid just in case. I hope you don't need it. I really do. But if for some reason COVID spikes, you get pushed to the side, or the place where you work doesn't survive, or they decide to shut down, whatever it is, I would just rather be safer. So if whatever that takes, maybe it's probably not even that much time for you to put that money away. Then the next thing, let's talk about this mortgage for a second. The mortgage, by the way, at 3.99%, it is cheap. It's not as cheap as like, what I'd really love for you to do is like go out and refi this damn thing and get it down to 3%. But let's not even go there for a second. I am much more concerned with you taking your free cash flow and putting it into retirement. And, you know, you could say like, maybe you don't even want to put it in your own 401k or in her 403b, but I mean, you guys could both open Roth IRAs. The reality is, it's more important for you to have your assets working for you than to pay down a 4% note. It just is. The math works better. If for some reason, you know, in, I don't know, 10, 12 years, that mortgage is still outstanding and you've really gotten a big jump on your retirement savings, then you can always choose to pay that down later. Oh, I forgot to ask you one thing. Do you have kids?
Two kids, two boys.
Oh, how old?
5 and 9.
What are we going to do about college for them? Are you saving for them?
You know what? That was actually one of the reasons why we're paying off the house. So the idea is pay off the house so we free up that cash flow. And then within the time frame we're going to college, we'll just cash flow college.
Even that as your game plan, I would so much rather have retirement savings that are working for you, especially in a Roth. I get the emotional payoff of the mortgage. The math just doesn't work. And having access to your money, liquidity, either through retirement or through a 529 plan for the kids, either one, is far more important. And I think what you will find is that when you pay off a mortgage, you just have fewer options in the future. Saving the money always gives you the option to pay it off sooner. In other words, you could say, I've got a ton of money saved. Everything worked out great. I never got laid off. I can pop down some money here and you can pay this thing off by the time the kids go to college. You probably could. It's just that I don't think it's the smartest thing because you only have 75 grand saved for retirement. And so without putting more money away, your retirement is essentially being robbed by your emotional desire to pay down the house. You know, I need that money to work for you. And putting it into a house doesn't work for you.
Understood.
You don't like that, I know.
Well, with the idea of, let's say, in 5 years, we'll just, I guess, just hyper boost our savings.
So, how about this? You're 37 years old, right?
Yes.
How many years left on this mortgage?
Oh, let's see. We're 22 right now.
So it's amazing to me, in 22 years, you will be at retirement and you'll be mortgage free.
Yeah.
It will. 59 and a half. So why are you rushing it? Let your money do the heavy lifting for you. You guys put this money away and you will likely have an opportunity to put it both into your retirement accounts, but also open up Roth IRAs. You've got plenty of cash flow to do it. You know, ideally, I'd love to see both of you put $19,500 into each of your retirement accounts. And then on top of that, put another $6,000 into a Roth. That's what it would be. Great. That is how you supercharge your retirement savings. To me, you have a great ability right now to catch up. But catching up is not going to happen by paying down that mortgage. I think that you are going to be much happier and have many more opportunities if you really get that money into the retirement account. I know you can do it. I know you can. Do me a favor.
Yes.
at least contemplate this with your partner. And you can give us a holler back and say, too bad, we're going to pay off the mortgage. I get it. But at least think this through. Because again, you pay down that mortgage, you don't have that money anymore. You know, it's sitting in your living room. Just think about like looking at any, say, 22-year time horizon and look at how much better the return of a balanced portfolio is than 4%. I don't think that you need to do this. It's again, you're robbing your retirement to satisfy an emotional desire. Mitchell from Oregon, you let us know how it goes. Keep us posted. And thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Jill.
Okay. If you, like Mitchell, want to be on the air with us, all you have to do is send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Or if you're on our website at jillonmoney.com, all you have to do is click the contact button. Send us your financial, your money question, your mortgage question, your retirement question, and say, I want to come on the air with you guys. And you'll be able to hear Mark's voice, which is really the bonus that everyone wants. As always, we want to remind you to wash your hands, to wear your masks, to maintain your physical distancing, and to please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Happy December. We'll talk to you tomorrow.